Good morning. I'm Lois Toyama, president of the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations and a member of Jikuen Temple in Kalihi. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak today. And thank you to Mo'ili'ili Honganji for sponsoring this segment. For every five-year period, the Honganji selects a five-year theme. And every year we select a slogan to expand on the theme. The five-year theme for the years 2020 through 2024 is Building Healthy Sanghas. The slogan for the year 2020 is Embracing Generosity and Openness. Today I'd like to speak about a healthy sangha. What are the characteristics of a healthy sangha? And what are the impacts of a healthy sangha on its members? In our temples, we recite the three treasures. I go to the Buddha for guidance. I go to the Dharma for guidance. I go to the Sangha for guidance. On a Facebook post on the page Buddhist Boot Camp, I found this simple explanation of the three treasures. And this is a quote. Imagine that life is a school, okay? The Buddha is the teacher, the Dharma is the curriculum, and the Sangha are your classmates. Here is the answer to the final exam. Every single person on the planet is a teacher. Everything that happens in your life is a lesson, and we are all in the same class together. We say that the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha are the three jewels because you are truly rich when you acknowledge all three. End quote. What is the Sangha? I recently read an article by Thich Nhat Hanh on the definition and characteristics of a Sangha. Thich Nhat Hanh is a Vietnamese Buddhist monk, but I think his definitions and reflections on the Sangha can apply to us as well. Throughout this talk, I'm going to quote liberally and paraphrase ideas from his article. He defines the Sangha as a community of friends practicing the Dharma together to develop and sustain awareness. The essence of a Sangha is awareness, acceptance, harmony, and love. These qualities are evidence of our slogan, Embracing Generosity and Openness. Reverend Haneda of the Maida Center in Berkeley, California, says that Buddhism is self-examination and that the Sangha is a mirror which helps us see ourselves as we really are. Recently, I had an experience where someone gave me some unsolicited advice. In response, I felt defensive, angry, and self-righteous. I stewed about it for a while, which just led to more self-righteousness. Then it occurred to me to apply Buddhist teachings, to use the Sangha as a mirror. What was this reaction telling me? It was telling me that I have a huge ego. It was telling me that someone dares to think I'm not perfect, the nerve of them. That realization let me step back from my feelings a bit to see my own foolishness and to see the merit in the suggestions offered, and also to recognize the intent behind them. It's not magic, though. It's a process. We have to keep looking in the mirror again and again. When we say, I go to the Sangha for guidance, it is not a statement. It is a practice. The practice of Sangha is to grow roots, a place to practice for the transformation and the healing of ourselves and society. We take refuge in the Sangha to restore our strength, our understanding, our compassion to rebuild our families and our society, to renew our temple, to restore communication and harmony. In Jodo Shinshu, our life is our practice. I am constantly amazed at the way our members give their time and their talents so generously and so enthusiastically. Jikuen's Reverend Shindo Nishiyama once gave a Dharma talk on, I get to. He emphasized that instead of thinking, I have to, which becomes a burden, we should think, I get to, which becomes a privilege. A Sangha which has an I get to attitude is a healthy Sangha. There's energy and acceptance. In the book Leaves of My Heart by Lady Takeko Kujo, the founder of the Buddhist Women's Association, she shares an essay entitled Working as the Joy of Dharma. She says, we must constantly struggle to encounter the world of purity and raise our own life to a higher, more honorable level. When we appreciate our own lives in this manner, we realize that we do not work simply because we have to, but because we cannot live without working. For that reason, the everyday life of the person who enjoys working is blessed with the joy of Dharma." End quote. Lady Cujo has an "I get to" attitude. When we work together with other Sangha members on fundraisers or projects, we get to renew our temple and we get to communicate with our Dharma friends. As Thich Nhat Hanh says in his article, we do not bring just our joy to the Sangha, we also bring our suffering. When we allow ourselves to be in a true Sangha, the energy can penetrate, transform, and heal. We find respite and freedom from our afflictions. It is within the Sangha that Amita's light shines brightly for us to encounter. When I gave my first Dharma talk at our temple several years ago, I had planned to talk about saying the Nembutsu in gratitude for positive things in my life. During the time I was preparing the talk, though, my young granddaughter suffered a seizure. I was very frightened for her and worried for the future. I had to expand my talk to also saying the Nembutsu in times of anxiety and fear. After I gave the talk, many Sangha members offered emotional support and love. Surprisingly, too, many came to talk to me about medical problems in their own families. When we are able to be honest in our Sangha, we receive comfort, and we open the door for others to share and be comforted. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, we do not have to be perfect. We are not perfect. We are part of a Sangha not to become perfect and end our suffering. We are part of a Sangha to expand our hearts, to see the good seeds of good within us and in others, and to cultivate them. Thich Nhat Hanh continues, Buddhism should help people go back to their families. It should help people re-enter society to rediscover and accept the good things that are there in their culture and rebuild those that are not. A Sangha, as a community of practice, as a brotherhood and sisterhood of family, can provide shelter for a young person who is disconnected from his society. A Sangha with the warmth and friendliness of a family can provide refuge from loneliness, division, and the disintegration of families and society. As I have talked with parents who brought their children to temple while they were growing up, they said that they felt that the temple reinforced the values they taught them at home. At Jikkuwen in January, we had discussion groups on the topic, How is Jikkuwen a True Sangha? In a group which included elementary school age children, the children said that they like seeing and being with everyone. They said it feels homey and safe, and that they see friends that they don't see elsewhere. They also value participating through serving as MCs and offering flowers. These experiences give children connection to a larger society and give them an extended family of supportive, caring people. Even at such young ages, these children can feel and articulate the benefits of the Sangha. In Jeff Wilson's book, Buddhism of the Heart, he has a chapter titled Co-Living. He says that no one is left behind by Amita. No one is left out. He speaks of a term in Pure Land Buddhism called Kyosei. It is a concept of being born together with all beings. Dr. Wilson says, quote, thankful for the blessings we receive, we can try to be kinder, more open-minded, and more accepting of one another. And we can work to eliminate barriers between people so that our togetherness is brought to light and honored. End quote. If we can learn to be kinder, more accepting, and open-minded, and if we work to eliminate barriers between people, we will do much to build a healthy Sangha. As we work together in our Sanghas, let us remember to be generous and open, to appreciate our Dharma friends, and to welcome new members. Let us value the Sangha as the treasure that it is. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.